TFYLP is sponsored by CapturedPrey.com. Great toys, great prices, great service. Visit www.CapturedPrey.com for all your import, transformers, and third-party figure needs. And save even more through the Captured Prey Loyalty Program. CapturedPrey.com. Mega Toy Fan. Look for Mega Toy Fan at popular toy conventions like BotCon and TFCon, as well as on Facebook at facebook.com/mega.toyfan.
Now, all we need is a little Energon and a lot of luck.
Stars that came here to earth, caught in their struggle through the whole universe. Robotic warriors.
Perceptor here. Welcome to Transformers for your listening pleasure. TFYLP for short. Join us and discuss the latest in Transformers fandom. And now, without further ado, here is Weird Wolf.
Now, where did I put that chorus stop?
Ratchet, did you take the chorus stop?
Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to another Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure, TFYLP, episode number 134, recorded December 12, 2014. I am your host, Weird Wolf, back from the dead. Along with me this evening is Insane Galvatron.
Also back from the dead.
Or should I say, Booty Grabbing Galvatron.
Yarr!
I be your host, Pegleg Weird Wolf. Little nod back to our roots here. If we'll talk about that a little bit more. Also with us is Brett, aka Megmus.
Never left, but slightly intrigued.
Slightly, only slightly.
Only Yarr, slightly. You want to grab booty?
You ain't touching my booty, that's for sure.
Plasticon.
Hey, guys, guess what? I am now in Texas.
I don't see any antlers.
Not yet.
They always say steers and something else come from Texas.
Exactly.
We've heard it all.
He just joined me in the Texas.
And also, Natsume Ryu, welcome back to TFYLP.
I'm so excited to be back. Oh, my gosh.
You're so excited.
I am.
Car looks like.
Oh, yes. This is my 1994 Camaro named Camshaft. I am in a car. That's very nice of you to notice.
Is this because of your internet problems that have kept you off the show? You had to drive somewhere where you could leech some Wi-Fi?
That is totally correct. But I happen to work at the place I'm leeching Wi-Fi at, so it's totally, like, not... ethically.
Doesn't matter. It sounded better when you said you were just leeching randomly. That was better.
And also joining us tonight on his first time on TFYLP, but he's actually been on the show I think a long, long time ago. Again, like we're going to talk about it here in a few minutes, but Batosai 30, aka Kelly McCuddy. Of GeekExistence.com. Welcome to TFYLP.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me aboard.
Well, if it wasn't for you, then TFYLP may not even be here. So,
It was a joint effort.
Well, I mean, it's true.
It was a joint effort.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a... No. No. Sometimes I think
you guys
was.
Are freaking me out.
Sometimes I think it was.
DL, man. Yeah.
Would you guys like a moment?
No.
Okay.
No. Well, while we're here tonight, this is a very special landmark for this podcast. Many people, if you're not familiar with this show, you might be saying, why are they celebrating their 100th episode on their 134th episode? Well, the reason for that is that we maintain. No, we can count. We maintained the episode count following the change of the format of our show. Back in 2010, this podcast began as a little known podcast called Geek Existence Toys on the website called geekexistence.com. And Kelly, if you want to tell us a little bit about how we started with geekexistence.com and little roots of that.
Well, it just started, I had an idea of getting together and having like just a geeky website, a bunch of us geeks getting together and putting up a bunch of stuff. And Dron had the know-how with forum software and stuff like that. And I like to tinker with websites and stuff. And so we just wanted to get that going. And different things started growing from there. I kind of started going towards the tech route. And Dron, of course, was with Transformers and the toy route. And that was our varied interest, and that's what we originally wanted Geek Existence to be, was just a varied, varied interest geek website. But, it, you know, through the time, things have evolved and...
things transformed.
Yes.
Well, I mean, it's...
I see what you did there. I see what you did.
Yes. Well... things kind of evolved and transformed over time. You know, Kelly and I, we started back probably late 2009 talking about a website. And then it actually came to be around mid-2010. We did some like test recordings, just he and I, surrounding a podcast as far as how to do it. You know, we had the software on our computers, but we just didn't have the know-how, and we kind of did some trial runs. And then whenever we finally got to decide, we did a podcast. I think I was on it a couple times, Geek Existence Gadgets and Tech. Mm-hmm. And then that then you and Zemzabob split off and did that show. And then Insane Galvatron and I split off, and it was just he and I, and we did Geek Existence Toys. And that episode, those episodes ran about 11 episodes. And for those of you who are new to this show and new to tftalk.net and everything, you can go to tftalk.net and click on the podcast archives up in the top of the banner there. And you can pull up nearly all the old episodes of Geek Existence Toys, Geek Existence Transformers. And you can listen to those. I mean, they're a bit rough. We started out, we really didn't know what we were doing. We were just hoping that we had listeners. I know Cyburn 2 listened a little bit, and I know I listened to the podcast after the fact. You know, I know Kelly listened to us, and we listened to them, and you know, we just trying to figure out what to do next and how to improve ourselves. And Insane Galvatron and I. You can tell the listeners about our rocky beginnings as Geek Existence Toys and Transformers.
Well, I remember a lot of awkward conversations where we would try to make each show about a different toy line that we liked from the 80s. And it would typically be a, well, I remember the toy line, but I didn't really collect it that much. And then we would talk about it. And you know, it was just kind of awkward because it was stuff we only slightly cared about. But it was even more awkward when it would be a toy line that, like, I liked and Dron didn't know much about. Or if it was something that you liked and I didn't know much about. It ended up being very one-sided, and I mean, it was just the whole thing felt awkward. And that's why after, like, 10 episodes, we decided, you know what? We covered all the lines we really enjoyed secondarily. Now we're going to get into more obscure stuff that we don't know a thing about. Let's just focus on what we know and love. And that's when we decided to go Transformers only.
Yeah, well, and that's also the main thing, too, is that we didn't want to present a show that that we were talking about things that we had no idea about, and we kind of wanted to talk about Transformers. I mean, so often during those early episodes, we'd take rabbit trails and talk about Transformers,
even if the episode was about G.I. Joe or what have you, you know, and it just kind of worked it out to where, you know, we decided, hey, we're not going to do this podcast justice if we keep talking about things we have no clue about. It's just going to be boring. So
it was boring for us to do, you know, so it's going to be boring for people to listen to.
Well, it was very laborious, too, because, you know, if we didn't know much about it, we had to do all kinds of research on it, you know, for the week or so prior.
And then it was like we were just reading the Wikipedia page.
Yeah, it's like, well, you know, people could just look this information up, you know, themselves. So, you know, we kind of decided.
Book on tape, but it's wiki articles on tape.
Yeah. But you know, we talked with Kelly and you know, it's like for the betterment of the show, do you think it's a good idea to kind of change the format? We could keep the same initials, GET, you know, Geek Existence Transformers instead of toys. So I know there was an episode or two you sat in and your eyes just glossed over because, I mean, if you like Transformers, obviously you got a one of those giant bumblebees in the background there, but
yeah.
But you're not a huge fan per se.
Right, right. But yeah, I was a little lost on a lot of those episodes. So I think the one you posted the other day, I tried to listen to it again, and I was only able to listen to like 30-40 minutes of it. And I'm like, okay, I introduced myself at the beginning, but where am I?
Yeah.
So I only had like a few minutes, I guess, towards the end. I haven't had a chance to finish it up.
Yeah.
But
no, that's such as it is, you know. I mean, it's one of those things that you know, we were trying to find our legs and everything, and then we did, I want to say 34. No, yeah, we did 34 episodes combined of Geek Existence Toys and Geek Existence Transformers. And I had a massive speed bump in my life, and my first wife and I separated, and I was going through a rather rocky time in my life. So it's hard for Insane Galvatron to do a podcast by himself, and then
I don't know. I like to listen to the sound of my own voice.
Yeah, it's obvious. And then you know, we decided to take a hiatus, and then fast forward to
BotCon 2012,
and where we met Natsume and Mirai Baby. Mirai Baby hopefully will be able to join us a little bit later in the show because she's at work right now, and we met Natsume, Mirai Baby, met Guard Convoy. We also can't forget to mention TFR Cool. TFR Cool, Tyler King, he was a member of the podcast for a number of episodes prior to the changeover to TFYLP. And I think he was on a couple of the first initial episodes. Whenever we came back from BotCon 2012, Natsume, you want to tell us a little bit about your experiences with us at BotCon and how we started?
I have been doing a lot of thought on this, and sadly, like many people we have interviewed before who have done like professional stuff in the business, I have to say there's not a lot of memory there.
So
with the lack of internet, I haven't been able to listen to the podcast. And while I've been connected here, I actually haven't re-downloaded it, even though I know I've listened to it like 4 or 5 times since we first did it. And I remember it was great. I remember BotCon, but I don't remember the podcast. It's so funny. And I do remember like the last podcast I was on, which was the one with Gem and the Holograms, that one, which was like a year ago.
Back in May of this year.
Oh, it was like, yeah. Okay, so that was like, okay, 9 months, 3/4 of a year. I still feel really bad for not having come back on more recently, but... I remember one of the most things I remember is I almost never had any money to spend on toys, even though I had really good internet. So it was a lot of fun, though. I have really, really fond. I don't know if I want to say I don't have specific memories, but I have very happy memories.
Well, I remember when you first moved to Texas, or was it John that moved to Texas? One of you didn't live in Texas, and then the other one, then you did. And you all were like
John podcasting. John lived in Texas his whole life. Well, we took him to SavCon. That was the first time he had left the state.
Oh, wow.
So it would have been me and Mirai. Mirai moved to El Paso. Mm-hmm. And that would have been, I think, that year. And I think I was still in McKinney, and then I think it was later on that I ended up going back to Arkansas, and then I came back. So it was probably me, right, you were thinking of.
No, I'm pretty sure it was you, because you helped him build some costumes, did you not? Some cosplay stuff?
I did help him build Gurren Lagann.
Yeah, it's awesome. Years or somebody.
Okay, maybe it was. Was it during that time? Because it would have been – BotCon 2012 would have been in the summer. It was the first convention I went to in Texas, and it was I think, like – I think I moved in February, so that would have been in June that year. So it would have been several months later, but still, I guess I would have still been kind of fresh.
You were from your own house for a while, and then all of a sudden you and John lived relatively close, and so there for several weeks in a row you guys were podcasting from the same house.
No, he always has lived 45 minutes from me, but because I think I was building the costume, I was spending so much time at his house building the costume so that we could, you know, get it done faster because we had such a tight deadline for IckyCon, which is coming up again this, and I'm excited to say I'm going to IckyCon, yay, with a new costume. But yeah, we were doing it from his house together because I ended up spending so much time at his house that December. That would have been that December. Building Gurren Lagann. And I think we would have been building him like during the podcast as well. Like I'd be cutting out foam while we were doing the podcast. So it was a lot of fun. And he still lives about 45 minutes away from me, even though I live in a completely different direction and I live half an hour from where I lived before. But still, yeah. And I haven't had a chance to get out to see him. I mean, I even missed his birthday party just because it was just between work and everything else with the holidays. So I'm really sad, but I will get to see him at IckyCon.
We did a few episodes of TFYLP before we went to YouTube, and I'd say we went about a full year, didn't we? And it was
we did a lot without YouTube. YouTube was something that came late in when I was doing the podcast.
Yeah,
I know that around episode 50 we were doing YouTube because I remember Daron had another hiatus with his truck wreck, and there was a long hiatus. I tried to host a few episodes, but only got like two or three of them because I ended up getting really busy around the same time as well. Mm-hmm. Out of those were issues. There were episodes like 51, 52, something like that.
Yeah, we ended up, I think the whole podcast ended up taking a hiatus because everybody just got so busy. None of us could. Yeah. I mean,
I couldn't hold things together either because I was convalescing and everything. But it was before the YouTube era that we had our very first special guest, who was Gary Chalk. Well, we had special guests before that. I don't want to say they weren't special either, but our first, you know, celebrity guest, I guess you could say, was Gary Chalk and Candace Santora, who happens to be with Play With This too now. She and he were our very first celebrity guests. And then we also have had Kuma Style, TJ Duckett. We've had him on the show. We've had Incline Designs, Aprium. We've had a number of people.
All right. One thing I do remember from the BotCon 2012 thing was that I think it was either that podcast or the one after it, and we got Protoman on for the first time. And that was a special appearance for him because we didn't see him again for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're going to have to do a lot of switching in and out during this episode of some cast because of limitations on Google+, and also don't want to keep things too clustered on here. But guys, we're going to have to say bye-bye to some of you.
Before I sign out, I just wanted to ask one more point to bring up from the shows I was on. I can't remember if this was during the YouTube days or after, but the live toy hunts.
Ah, yes.
I would be on my phone, usually on a Friday night, going to get my daughter, and on the way back, I'd join the podcast, and then I would stop at some stores and do the toy hunts.
Yeah.
I think that was after the YouTube.
Yeah,
that was, I missed some of those.
After the advent of YouTube. We're going to talk a little bit about that here in a moment. But Insane Galvatron is also the co-host of another podcast that we're doing that is kind of on hold right now due to some other issues that are beyond our control. But TFYLP Newsstand. Haven't forgot about that. I think it'll be coming back sooner or later, don't you think?
Yeah, I just want to apologize to the listeners because I actually had a few people contact me at EFCon that came into my booth and said they'd been listening to the Newsstand. This was the first two episodes and wondering when there was more going to come out because they were enjoying it. But same reason that's kind of went on hold when it really barely got off the ground, the same reason I haven't been on the main show. I've just had some personal stuff going on in my life over the last year or so that has just really consumed all my spare time, what little I have, and I just haven't had time to make for the podcast.
But
some of that stuff may be changing here very soon, and I'll be available again.
That's be awesome. Well, Kelly, I want to thank you for joining us, and thank you for all that you've contributed to this show. I mean, you know, you have no hands in it now, but, you know, hey, you helped start it, you know.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on here. I know I still, once again, didn't have much to lend to a Transformers podcast, but I do appreciate you having me on.
Well, it's a little bit to put a face with the name, you know, because I know you've been mentioned in passing a few times on the show, and you know, it's really awesome to bring back somebody that had so much to do with the start of the show, and I want to thank you. And Natsume, thank you for joining us today. You know, hope you can come back sometime soon as a regular. You know, you're still got your spot here on the show as does Mariah Baby. We understand, you know, life takes us away sometimes, but you know, you stayed active and behind the scenes and that doesn't go unnoticed.
I would love to come back on and hopefully after the holidays, because even my YouTube is once again, I had actually picked that up after I finished moving. Even that's on hiatus right now with the holidays. It's been so busy. Hopefully after IggyCon, which is at the very beginning of January, I will maybe see about seeing if I can get Fridays off all the time and then see about finding a nice place around here that has better internet, that it will be more consistent what I have here, and a nice quiet place to come on the podcast with you guys, and then maybe hopefully get some new toys.
New toys are always awesome.
If you read the comics and you're available on Thursday nights, you can join the Newsstand crew.
I could start picking up the comics instead. I hear good things.
All right. We're going to switch some cast members here, and guys, thank you for joining us, and we will see the next time around, and we will let the other guys load in here.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye. Thanks, guys.
See you guys later.
All right. Let's see here. Who else we have got to join? Oh, okay. Yes.
Hold on. Yes, kinda. Yes, that guy.
And that guy, and the other guy.
I've been waiting for that other guy. Yeah. I mean, not that guy, but the other guy. Absolutely.
It's giving me the option to end the broadcast. When I try to sign out, it wants me to end the broadcast. And if I click cancel, it doesn't want me to leave.
So I'll just click a little X in the window, and then it closes the window, and you go, bye-bye. Okay.
Right. Hopefully it doesn't kill the broadcast, because I'm signing as TFYLP, apparently.
Later.
All right. I was curious though, but as we go through the timeline, wasn't Jason next?
Mm-hmm.
As far as added cast members,
and emphasized on the YouTube thing anyway.
Well, I was thinking if we're at this moment, we're getting everyone else on. Why doesn't Jason talk about when he first came on?
Well, he was post YouTube. He came on after the YouTube, and that's what we're talking about now.
Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah. So, all righty, guys, we are live with Headmaster Dawn, Cyburn 2, and I believe one more guy is going to be joining us here in a moment. Let's see here. Yeah. Well, Plasticons, I think you were one of the next new people to join in. Sideburn, actually, Sideburn joined a little bit before you. Let's start with him.
I've been here since the beginning, technically.
Yeah. He was one of the first listeners of the show. tell us a little bit about your experiences with the first the first iterations of the show, and then after actually joining the cast, and then we'll go to Plasticon and talk to him.
Well, it was always really fun to listen to the Geek Existence Toys because it broke down into the same thing. It was like, we're going to talk about this, but we don't really know anything about it. So as a listener at that time, it was just funny to listen to. It was fun to listen to because, I mean, honestly, I knew just about as much as you guys while I was listening to it. So it was just, it was fun.
Did you learn anything from the show? You learned how terrible we were at podcasting. And then, holy crap, you're right. We do have 8 people on here. I'm surprised it hadn't went.
And then you guys sent me... then you guys asked me to join when you guys became was it right at the start of TFYLP?
I believe it was, yeah.
It was right at the start of TFYLP. You asked me to join in as you were trying to gather in some more people. And I couldn't resist talking about Transformers every week. So
here he is. And then we added another new cast member. I did a talent search for people to contact me via email. And this gentleman here, I think his name is Plasticon. Yeah. He's one of a few people that sent me an email. And I interviewed him on a private basis on Google+, and we've got 9 people on now.
Canada just invaded.
Yes.
Because we follow instructions. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your joining the cast, Plasticon.
Well, I mean, I started out as a listener, like, you know, much like Mike did, and I was just kind of looking for another outlet because I did a lot of toy reviews, been a big Transformer fan primarily all my life, and I really enjoyed the whole production aspect and stuff like that. And that's what really, I think, brought me more into doing the podcast. I really like the chemistry between everybody. You know, everybody's kind of down or real mellow and such, and I really enjoyed it. You know, it's just so much freaking fun. It has been, and it's been a joy being on here, and I really enjoy it, and I hope to see more come of it, you know.
What did you just say?
Yeah. That guy.
Then we also have.
I haven't seen him in ages. He's got to give me crap.
We had another couple guys join the cast in Suede 66 and Headmaster Don. Headmaster Don, you came in from Radio Free Cybertron, which you're also on that other podcast from time to time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pulling double duty, playing Iron Man podcasting.
you're just all over the board. You know?
I'm just all over the place.
And then we had Suede 66. Oh, go ahead.
What?
Go ahead.
Well, you just wanted me here for the Massey attacks. That's all you wanted was.
We had to have a mascot, you know.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, look closely at the ending credits too. Swage, he joined in a little bit later on too. After he saw the show, and I did another casting call, and he asked to be on.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm going to be on your show. I don't give no fucks. And basically, I came on the show. And I think my first episode, we did the buy, sell, trade kind of conduct and how to do all that good stuff. So after that, though, it we always seem to have a different subject. We're always talking about random things. And even after I was gone, it seems like the rotation keeps getting not more sporadic, because now it seems more streamlined than everything. But
well, before
there's always something random.
Before you have an organization, you have to have chaos. So
I mean, that's right.
You can't go to a construction site and see it's organized chaos, is what it is.
Somewhat.
Yeah, somewhat. But then we had some international people join in to give our show a little bit more wide variety. And the very first one to join in was Proto Man from the Great Black North of Canada.
Yep. I don't know what to say.
Well, you was actually a guest on the show one time. I believe it was 2012. It's been a while ago. You and Colin Douglas of TFCon. Right. Yeah, you were both on. And actually, I believe you were on an episode or two before that, just to talk about masterpieces and everything.
It's possible. So, I don't know. I do so many podcasts. They kind of just merge into one at this point.
Yeah.
It's hard to remember.
But then you became a regular on this show sometime last year. It's you've added a lot to the show. I mean, you're a welcome part of the cast, and I think a lot of people enjoy hearing from you and everything.
It's nice to have good constructive conversation when it comes to Transformers, because I find, and I don't want to openly criticize a lot of other podcasts, including even my own that I do with my fellow Canadians, but I find that there's not enough Transformer podcasts that have really deep conversation about the hobby or the fiction or stuff, and I find that that's something that really is only present in this one. And again, I don't want to name names, but even some of the big podcasts that are related to Transformers, it's not there. So it's glad to see it, and I like to say that that Brett really adds to it, and he woke up there.
I don't know. I'm in the dark here. But go ahead.
He really adds to it, especially because he's also someone that probably has a lot of the same walk of life for me in the fandom, especially from the BotCon side of things. I mean, I might be Canadian, but I've always been.
We won't hold that against you.
Yeah, nobody's perfect. I've always been very present in everything that was related to the fandom during the early internet days and with BotCon. So, be that as may, I might be from the north, but I've always been a present in the US of A and everything related to it. So, and having someone like Don also, who was also someone that was from those early BotCon days, it's nice to have people that come from that seasoned veteran of the fandom that understand. Well, old, wait, yeah. I'm old too.
I was there at the beginning. At the beginning, there was John and Carl, and then there was me.
Oh, now, wait. First of all, with Don, even though I wasn't introduced. Anyway, with Dan, yeah. I mean, you have no room to talk, all right? You're a youngster. Don, yeah, you are older than me. So go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead, Don. That's all right. You're older than me. Go ahead. You're much older than me. Go ahead.
But it's just
I'm off the middle looking, but that's not hard.
That's okay. I don't care if I'm short. I'll live longer than you. See, that's how I look at it.
What did I open up? Shit. Anyways, you know, here I'm praising people, and now they're fighting. Okay.
There's no fighting. We're just talking facts.
Anyways, it's always been really nice to be on a podcast that really has that deep kind of conversation, because I just don't find it with a lot of people. I always felt like I was a guy on an island, even in TFCon. I've always felt like I was a guy on an island.
Yeah, but there you were.
Yeah, you know, alone when it came to my knowledge and stuff, and no one really, you know, hey, have you seen Master Force? And there was a time where just no one knew what the hell I was talking about. For the longest time.
We do want to talk a little bit more about the future of this show, and what our goals are with this show. We'll talk a little bit more about that later. I do want to bring up one more cast member, and then we'll do a switch out here, because we got a very special guest that's getting ready to join us very shortly. So we're going to have to make room for him. But Tobias was our first over the seas member of the show. And I did another casting call.
Across the pond.
Yes. Did another casting call looking for members of the show, and with special emphasis on somebody that would be
far away.
Far away. Yeah. That could give us some insight from the non-North American point of view. And Tobias, you answered that call and fit the bill perfectly.
Yeah, I did. From the future.
And, yes.
That's good enough.
Yeah. And you also give us now Crap or Not, which is really awesome as well. And if you caught the show from the very beginning, I highlighted that in the intro of this show. And yeah, it's I really hope you keep that going. That's some awesome stuff right there.
Yeah. There's more coming your way. No, it's been a fantastic experience for me, and it sounds like I've been on this show forever, but I haven't.
So, yeah, actually, you've only been on probably about 6 months or so.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's correct. And yeah, it's just been a thrill to be on this show, and the knowledge you guys possess is about the Transformers. I thought I was Transformers now, but. Man,
well, I mean, it's also interesting to hear your point of view from over there too, because sometimes you guys just don't get the same exposure that we get over here, and sometimes you get the same exposure, but it's slightly different. And it's always awesome to find that out. Yeah. And
or sometimes they just get toys that we never get.
Yes.
Yep.
But they also got to pay through the butt sometimes to get them.
Yeah, like the $40 deluxes. Yeah. All right, guys. I want to make room for our next guest. And according to the schedule and everything that we had made out, a few of you need to drop out. But since we didn't have two guests join in like they were, we wanted them to, we'll have you guys come back after our special guests leave, and we'll talk more about the goals of this show and a few other things. So Daniel, Mike, Don, and Swage, and Tobias, if you guys want one of you guys want to hang around, we will see you shortly, and we will have our next guest pop on here. Let's see here. Let me shoot him the link.
Shooting links is always shooting fun, links. Especially on an audio podcast where nobody can see this.
Yeah, but so now you just brought here, you just brought
here, here's some audio goodness for you guys. I mean, come on.
No,
that's an audio awesome goodness sound right there. Awesome, awesome now, sound.
Now, what they're imagining now is a rifle that shoots little links from Legend of Zelda. What is that?
Roadbuster is awesome. Oh. He's a very, very, very solid toy.
Oh.
And welcome, Rick Alvarez. Play with this, too.
Oh, my gosh. We got a celebrity.
Yes, we do.
What's going on?
Hey, Rick.
What's happening here?
Well, a celebrity just joined. Maybe you've heard of him. Rick Alvarez.
And he has a sword.
I actually, it's funny, about 20 minutes ago, I started listening to the show, and I got the first render of, hi.
I know, we're kind of all over the place tonight.
Oh, hang on, I see what's going on.
Cut off the feed that I'm listening to while I talk to you guys. That's what's happening. Okay, that's what was like. Why are these people talking over me? Okay. So
little voices are back.
Yeah. There. What were we talking about?
It's just
yeah,
the voices in your head. Just go with it.
Look how big this is. This is like.
That's massive.
That is awesome.
That's pretty big. That's a big sword for a space demon. So, yeah, about 20 minutes ago, I started listening to the show, and I got the first render of the Desolator action figure in my email. So I'm not going to show it to you. So it should be actually done next week. So I think hopefully next week we'll be able to show that. But on 100 episodes, I got to give you guys some feedback, though. I'm listening to the show, and it's like, Plasticon and Headmaster Bob and Proto Man. I'm like, that's just so fucking weird. I need to, like, you just call these people by their names. It's just bizarre. It's like something that only people in the Transformers fandom do, where it's like they call themselves by their screen name. So I want to be Galvarez.
Galvarez.
I can go with that. That's cool. Galvarez.
I need a code name too. Code names are cool. Yeah. So.
Well, if
okay,
if
I'm changing. Here, we can call him. I would officially change your name in my phone to Galvarez.
Rick, the fandom named me. after Grandmaster RC for so many years, they named me, so I didn't have a lot of choice in the matter.
Yeah, no, I thought that was some weird, like, fetish thing going on. But
I just love the character.
Yeah. So how do you feel about that Generations toy?
It does. Until I have it in my hand, it does not exist.
Oh, I think you'd have, like, I thought you'd have, like, five or six of them by now.
No, I have five or six animated RCs.
You know, like animated. One graded, one, you know, in the bathroom, no. When you're pooping, you know, something to play with. Because you got to have something to play with while you're pooping. Usually it's my phone, but.
Yeah. No, it won't exist in my mind until I actually have one in my, so there's that. But I will say this, I'll give you some feedback. You and Aaron and everybody have actually made me want to buy Pretenders of a sorts.
Okay.
So that means
you want to buy them, but you're not going to.
No. I'm saying they're not exactly Pretenders because they don't suck.
Well, they're not shells. They're actually action figures.
They're action figures. And from the render I got today, they're going to be super articulated. And that's... I was kind of blown away by that image I saw today. So,
speaking of images, are happening. Did you want me to share the black and white one?
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right. Okay. I'll let you talk about it whenever I bring it up here. Let's see here. Oh, I need to open the image first. That would help.
So usually we do the Play With This Tuesdays where we just kind of like, all right, every Tuesday we're going to do our reveals, but, you know, you guys are doing a special episode tonight, so I thought I'd show some stuff. And I don't know if you sent it out to everybody else, the other stuff that we can't necessarily show. But this will be our next headshot set. This is by Mark Wong, Bruiser, Tark, and Sekton. And when these go to our Kickstarter campaign, they'll, of course, be in exclusive colors just for that campaign. And some of these might look a little familiar. Some of you might have noticed that a lot of our human characters have an additional robot head. Those are kind of like battle helmets that form around, like it's like armor. And you might have, you could associate it to like Iron Man or like Star-Lord. He's got that thing that comes around his face. So these particular set of heads, these will go with our character called the Mighty Musculi Son of Testosteros. the son of Testicles. So it's a whole lineage, and then there's Thunderous, the daughter of Musculus. It's a whole lineage there.
Is she gonna have like really large thighs and?
Yeah, it's basically just a Musculus figure with a female head.
Oh Lord!
So
she wants like her slide like trombone her, in her brass section.
He's going to be like our Hulk Hogan of space, our wrestler from space.
Mm.
So I sent Duran an image of him to send to all you guys to see. But we're not going to show him just yet because we're working on a special announcement for him. So these are all be special helmets that he has from special battles, like Bruiser. That'll be like the helmet from Musculese versus the jerks of Regulon 7. And Tark, that'll be his helmet from Musculese versus the dudes from that planet. And then Sekton will be the helmet from Musculese versus the guys at the laundry mart. So he's our hero that kind of wants to join our protectors team. You know, he's muscular, so it's muscles first and thinking later.
Now, so, can everybody see this image really well here? Yeah. Hopefully it's coming through pretty good.
Yeah, those are some great designs.
You know, you've got the colored ones too, actually.
Yeah, I can post those in our private group for only the crew to see. So, or did you want me to show those?
You know what? You just post. Yeah, just go ahead. Post the colored ones if you want to.
Let me pull
that
up.
So now you have a little bit of feedback on where this particular headshot series and the story behind these particular heads or helmets are coming from.
All right.
Waiting.
Give me a second. Well, I had to open up the email.
Pending.
Dead air.
Well, Rick, dead air. Is a...
All right.
Was Simon Furman involved?
There they are.
Is he doing like the bios for the characters, or are there going to be like, you know, fiction coming out separately from that?
So there's going to be fiction attached with everything we do. Simon's going to write some of the bios. I'm going to write some. Trent's going to write some. Someone whose initials are BF might be writing some. There's some other artists involved that we haven't announced just yet, including some writers, all in good time. So, the headshots will each have a bio that you'll get along with a digital download from our crowdfunding campaign. The characters will all come with, bio cards, and, the plan is to have all those stories kind of intertwine and mix together. Since we're not going to have a comic book, we're going to see how much of the story we can attach through all these individual bios. Basically what Mattel is doing with their Master of the Universe line right now, but taking that to the next level.
Cool. Thank you.
Those are pretty awesome, man. I really like this.
I love those colors.
So these will all go great with our Musculese figure. If I had to describe Musculese, he's a human looking six inch figure, bare chest. He's got a wrestling belt across his chest, because he's our Hulk Hogan of space, and his favorite move is probably the stranglehold.
Oh,
that's awesome. That's just way awesome.
I see what you did there.
That's all you need to say about that.
Yeah, so he'll unfortunately be a crowdfunding exclusive, because we do have to drive people to that crowdfunder. So if you're going to want Musculese, the mighty Musculese, son of Testosterone, son of Testicles, then you'll have to join in and get that through the Kickstarter.
That is awesome. Well,
that's just way too cool, man.
Let's see here. We've got another guest coming on. Rick, I want to thank you for joining us tonight, and I hope the fans have enjoyed this this little reveal and everything. And we constantly have been saying this, but Play With This 2 is really awesome, and I am totally on board with everything that you're doing. I've loved everything that you put up.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on the show. And, you know, we'll see what happens come February, if the people support us or not, and to what degree. So see you guys in February.
All right. Thanks, Rick.
Thanks,
guys.
Merry
Christmas.
Good night, Rick. See you, man.
Thank you.
Later.
All right. Let's. We got another little... time here to switch over. I do want to talk about another addition to our cast, and he thinks I forgot about him, but no, I didn't, because I wanted to highlight him as he is also one of our sponsors, not just a member of the cast, but he's also one of our sponsors, and that is Brett, Mega Toy Fan. He joined us about halfway through the first year of our YouTube extravaganza, I guess, or I don't know how you'd say it, but yeah, you joined us about halfway through. You came on as a special guest at first, and
I wasn't feeling the love.
Oh,
I'm telling you. Nah, but anyway, yeah, a guest. Yeah, that's how
You came on as a guest, and how did you find out about TFYLP? Was you just seeing the posts, or
if I remember correctly, it was you. You had said something to me, and then I watched a couple episodes and saw some goofy people, really goofy people,
bunch of dorks,
talking about some goofy stuff, and I was like, "That's goofy stuff right there." I said, "That's goofy," and I actually watched it, and my wife kind of watched it too, and she was like, "Man, that's kind of goofy," and I went, "Yeah." And yeah, that's goofy, but you know what? I dig it. I understand it, and that was it. I mean, I've watched a couple other podcasts. I know TFW has their own little podcast thing, and I could never get into it because it just didn't click with me. And a couple other, everyone's gonna say, yeah, here he is because he's on the cast. He's patting his own back, but truthfully. I couldn't find.
Oh, wait a minute!
We
have another special guest, Pete Sinclair. Welcome to TFYLP.
Hello.
You know, I was getting ready to intro you jackass. That's okay. You know, I sit there and say, "Wait a minute." That's all right. Whatever. Anyway, make a long story short. This is where I need to be. This is where I'm at. Pete, go ahead and take it. You daggone fame stealing bastard.
This podcast is brought to you by the letter F.
That's right.
Tell me, what do you want to talk about? I'm here.
Well, first of all, you can take that hat with the damn C and get rid of it because right here, baby, right here. Okay? Let me make it focus there. There you go. That's what it's all about. None of that crap. Cincinnati.
Well, that doesn't say Atlanta Braves.
Oh,
hey, if it ain't the Marlins, then I'm not.
Oh my God! Oh, everyone, God,
here we go.
I don't watch baseball. I just like the hat.
Well then, you have no way to talk.
The Marlins have two World Series championships in this last century, and they last beat the New York Yankees. So.
We're in a slump.
Shut the fuck up. So, Pete, welcome to the show again, and tell us a little bit about anything that you can about BotCon. Any recent reveals, like location?
Well, we announced Chicago, obviously. Got Toys Fall. And we've got reveals coming out here, I guess probably maybe later this month, very start of next month. So we'll start revealing stuff here very soon.
Sweet. Awesome. Is there anything you might be able to leak us? Any hints maybe?
Oh, come on. It ain't that hard of a question here.
Well, I'm trying to think. I mean, I don't want to. I mean, I got other stuff. I mean, I got some stuff to talk about, but I'm trying to think if, as far as set themes, it's something new. So it's not like a, it's not like a pre-Beast Wars. It's not like a Shattered Glass set.
How about something you haven't done before?
It's not based on an existing line. So it's not like a Generation 2 Redux, a Machine Wars part due.
Well, now you can keep doing the G3 Reduxes. You can keep doing as many of those sets as you want to.
You said the two words.
No.
G2, no. Generation 2, yes, more.
So I think G2. That's kind of it's something kind of new, but it's not. But the characters are all very. I mean, obviously, we're making characters that and toys that people will want. We hope. So there's that. But I don't really want to go anywhere else other than that, I guess, because we are kind of close. I mean, we're really close. So. In fact, I'm just waiting on a couple things, and then I'll start the reveals as soon as I get a couple things in that I need. So that's pretty much where we're at. With that, as far as the rest of the show, it's going to be in Chicago. We've got we're lining up the guests right now. I'm doing some stuff, going some places we've never gone before in that regard. So. We keep trying to take everything up to the next level. So that's that.
I got to give kudos on coming back to the center of the country, though. I mean, it's going to be a lot easier for a lot of people on the east side to be able to make it now. Because, I mean, California is really expensive to go to, and I know a lot of people.
Unfortunately, it's really expensive to go to anymore. It seems like it's with the way gas prices are, you'd better off driving everywhere. It seems like because the airline tickets aren't coming down any, but at least not yet. But hopefully that'll change a little easier. Yeah, give it a time. So yeah, that's pretty much, like I said, we're like right on the cusp of BotCon stuff. So just kind of hang tight for that.
So you think maybe in the next week or two,
maximum,
or
yeah, I gotta,
after the first of the year,
I got snagging a few things off eBay I'm using for the reveals, so I guess I should do that.
Do you think maybe it'll be like a Christmas day reveal, like a Christmas present to the fans? Maybe something like that.
Pulling up my calendar.
Oops, from yesterday.
Oh, man, that's in 2 weeks. Probably not.
Okay, I just thought of that.
Let's go more for like a New Year's Day. I'm not making promises, but let's plan closer to 2 years. Because I gotta do this. It's not just as simple as putting the pictures up on the site this time. So there you go. How you doing, Donald?
I'm doing fine. No, just waiting to get my hands on a Generations RC so I can prove she exists.
Oh, you're gonna
your imagination.
Yeah, in my hand, it does not exist. I don't care what proof you show me.
Brett, did you have anything you want to ask Pete on here? Or?
Check your phone.
Who, me?
No, Pete.
Oh. Just check Facebook.
Yes.
Uh-oh. It's like God redirecting it. Here. How about you, Bryce? You popped in quietly. You have any questions for Pete?
Please tell me how great I am at doing what, Brett?
Yes, everything. God dang it. I mean, I do everything but pay these people. I mean, Jesus Christ.
No.
Ugh.
I haven't got my check this month.
Well, I am glad.
Yeah, you haven't said anything nice about me either, have you? It's afterwards. Come on, Pete, tell him. It's afterwards.
Well, I'm very excited to be here with you on your 10th episode.
10?
Well,
times 10.
10 episodes. That's
damn it!
That's a good month and a half worth of work. Well,
maybe, maybe if we get a couple of good sponsors, it'll help out.
Yeah. I do want to thank you, Pete, for being on and everything. And, keep up the great work at BotCon. I'm really excited about this year and this coming year. And whenever we heard about it being in Chicago, I was like, yay, I can actually go now. I mean, it's.
Well, Pete, I'll tell you, when we I was there with Radio Free Cybertron, and a lot of us were in neighboring rooms. And the minute y'all announced it, we all were making reservations right there from the hotel.
Oh, up in just, yeah.
Yeah, just boom.
That was fun. So are you going to ask about the club? Because we have a club, too.
You want to ask yes, that? Yes. You have anything you want to tell us about the club?
Well, actually, I do. So the issue 60 of the magazine, I guess, finally started showing up today. So we're doing some fun stuff with the fiction. Some really big happens there. And granted, I understand we're not like the primary license, but we have been telling fiction for 10 years and have been closely tied to what Hasbro's done. We've had characters that have shown up in the main line, like Nexus Prime and things we've done. And Shattered Glass just showed up in, what was that? That online card game. It's been used over in Japan. So we, a lot of things we've done, it has carried over to the main stream, might you say. And we've got something else that's going to affect things forever until someone else undoes it or whatever. But anyway, just stay tuned. That'll be cool. What else did we do? So this is the time of year we start working on all our club exclusives for next year. So, and not to make Donald upset, but I did one of the kind of cool perks of my job, not to rub it in faces too much, but I do get samples usually a little ahead of time. And I got the combiner guys. These are really good toys, and these would make for some awesome exclusives.
So you have been reading what I've been putting down for the last 20 years on the back of the forums, or at least the last Fun Pub years.
What forms? Oh, no, I'm just kidding. as far as what?
Oh, no, I've been wanting the club to make an Autobot Minotaur version, like from Masquerade.
Oh, well, that's coming out. Well, Hasbro's doing something. We already know that. Yeah. I mean, that's no big.
Yeah.
I mean, it hasn't been confirmed. I haven't even heard that officially, but I'm sure that's coming. But no, we already had some stuff. I mean, obviously, we'd be stupid not to think about these. And we already had a few things kind of planned. And then we kind of came up with an idea we really, really liked. But we had to kind of wait till we get the toys in hand to make sure
it works out.
Well, there's a difference between a $10 toy and a $50 toy. So we have to make sure that, you know, is this going to be a $50 toy? No, I was really pleased opening them up. I was just very, very happy. I mean, I know that there's been a lot of cost issues, but I was thrilled with them. So we got one thing that's planned for something. I can tell you that. So you probably can expect to see some combiners at some point, but I guess that's no big giant surprise.
Yeah.
That is pleasant to hear, though, I have to admit.
And what the RID toys are a little bit more, obviously more geared towards kids, so you have to take that into account. But this Bumblebee is really, really cool. So I think there could even be some potential with him. So that gives you a little bit of kind of the process. It gives you a little insight into the process. We get toys, we look at them, and we think they're good enough to be exclusives. We do it. So sometimes it works. Sometimes it's punch counter punch. So.
Well, I like. Other than what y'all ran into the problem with the head, I love punch counter punch. I think it's a good looking figure.
He's still literally of the. We've done over. I think we're over 150 now. 150 exclusives. He is still the only one I have never taken out of the package and transformed. Literally. I got every other one. Every other one is sitting here, is sitting up on my shelf right there. Everything is up there.
And I still don't understand why, just because of the size of the head, that you didn't like that.
Because it was
such a good idea. Even the transformations, you took something that wasn't supposed to have a dual transformation.
The turnarounds that we looked at, the perfect. The design was perfect. Everything was perfect except the execution. So that's one of the
had to take into effect the tolerances and everything. You just – you couldn't.
Yeah, but it shouldn't.
I remember we talked about this before, and it I know it bugs you, and that's what's so funny is because every – I'll go into forums, and people will bring that up, and I feel like typing on there. It bugs him. I know it does.
Well, no, I don't care what people say about it. It doesn't matter.
No, but I know that you wanted something that was perfect, and it bugs you, and I think it's fine.
And the funny thing is, it doesn't matter. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter what people think in the regard of if they think it's cool, that's great. I'm not saying what people think doesn't matter. What I'm saying is that if it was a shortcoming on our part, then that's not going to, then I'm not going to be happy about that. So now that did kind of change the way. Now that was back in 2008, 2009, and things have evolved over the last, cause I'm going on 7 years now, working full time for Fun Pub, but it has kind of changed how, the way I approach things. I sometimes you would rely a little bit on your, cause I work remotely, I'm in Cincinnati, we're in Texas, and then our heads are made, in China, but I'm much more demanding on wanting to see everything at all the levels in hand.
Cats are fighting.
Holy crap, I thought that was Don. The rules here thought it was Don. Come on now.
Massey is asleep in the bedroom on my bed.
I forgot, Pete, you got some new kittens, right?
Well, no, those two are fine. My daughter moved back in. She bought her cats, and they're still
there you go.
Learning to love each other. But anyways, the point is, getting back to that, though, is that we, and then even after some small, with the what happened with the sound wave and from Shattered Glass, and it seems like there was another one that there's someone on, and the Metal Hawk, I was a little hesitant before to sometimes ask for revisions, but now I'm much more, demanding. So just something that I've, learned and grown is, whatever I do, whatever my job is. Nothing. Sitting here getting paid to play toys. But that's why I think we got, that's why I was so happy with toys like the Chrome Dome and the Thrustinator. And there was one I completely asked for. It might have been the Machine Wars. Somebody got completely redone, I remember, because I was completely unhappy with it. If that had happened earlier, I probably wouldn't have said anything. And this time I was like, no. So it might have been Obsidian. And he turned out 10 times better. So point is that the heads I think the last couple of years have been far superior, and we're planning on. And then, of course, with the Scorponok Headmaster. So I'm proud of what's come out the last years is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, that was an awesome surprise, and I mentioned this in on my forum, the forums that you forgot about last year. I mentioned I hope we can get a Black Zarek from that at some point.
Yeah, I don't know. He's a big. The problem with toys that size is it's harder to once you get into the oh my gosh.
So hey, only on TFYLP will we have fighting pussies. So.
Yeah, but we have that on.
Anyway. I totally lost. Scorponok. The problem with toys like that is that they are the larger toys, and they are a little more difficult to we very seldom reuse any of the heads or toys as it is. And then it's for something that big, it's even harder to kind of sneak them back in somewhere because that takes away a slot from, what other ultra we might want to do or just, it just gets tough. So we did reuse the thrust wings, which those were great wings. So it's great to reuse those.
I was just mentioning that because the only other option is either buy a G11 and never open it or get the Mega Action Black Zarek for $400. So that if y'all can do that at some point, it'd be a lot of people's Black Zarek.
Do an upgrade kit, and then you can just take your dark what is it, that Dark Scorponok from Energon. We'll just do a new chest piece. You can just put a new head and chest on him. I'm kidding,
but that means remembering Energon exists.
Well, I tell you what, that line, just, I mean, this could just get into personal stuff, but that boy, movie line, it was a nightmare trying to transform those toys. I'm very, these figures are just awesome. I love the easier transformations. Well, that's what we grew up with. I never learned how to transform the movie stuff. I grew up transforming well, you guys all did. The headmasters and stuff like that. I want things that only take 4 steps, damn it. I don't want 40 steps.
Exactly.
That's why I think the RID stuff is so good. It's real easy. Even the Voyager sized ones or whatever they are, they're like 3 change and then that's it. They're for kids, but whatever.
Hey, we're all grown up kids.
Yeah. I just have
speak the one, for yourself. I'm still
not to get into petty, but then it cracks me up. People going, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe how simple these are." I'm like, "They're not meant for you."
Hey, for this thing is awesome. I love this thing. I mean,
is that Grimlock again?
Yeah, it's that one step Grimlock. I love this thing. It's simple.
No. What's awesome is this. This is awesome.
I have
this
to get
this is awesome.
Yeah. G1 Jetfire is way more awesome than one step Grimlock. I give you that.
Yeah, but I never even tried to tackle like 6 shot. It was just ridiculous. I'm like, I don't have the patience to try to transform something into 6 different modes. That's ridiculous.
I got a question though, Pete. What are the odds of getting like these legend classes in like a gift set or something other like a special redeco of those, or maybe like this is Sunstorm. Or anything.
What was that one Megatron? Where did that come from?
This is like the Dollar General legend class.
Universe 2.0.
Oh, yeah, that's
Generations.
Is that this one?
No. This one here is
those are the small ones.
Yeah,
the legends class figures.
You know, it's weird. I was looking at the cost between I was looking at the cost. Yeah, the cost between, you know, we said years ago we were doing scouts, and then we started doing deluxes because there wasn't a lot of price difference between the deluxes and the scouts. A lot of that hasn't changed. I thought it changed a little bit more. I thought the deluxes are still, it's still not much more expensive just to do a deluxe. So the point is that, you know, with the margins we have to make, it's like, it's tough to do those because
I was thinking maybe like, you know, like for a convention, like the attendee freebie or what have you, instead of doing like a deluxe or something, you know, do like 3 of those guys or 2 of those guys
guys would cost significantly more than even 1 deluxe.
Really?
That's what's going on. Yeah.
Wow.
But hey, Pete, are there any movie toys that are available to y'all, or is it still across the board, even if it's not a actual name brand car?
Well, no, we've always been allowed to use the anything that's not name brand, anything that's not licensed. And we used the helicopter for Machine Wars, and that stuff was, well, at that point the line was bleeding over, I guess, into what, into Reveal the Shield or whatever it was called, for the Decepticons. So no, there just aren't a lot of molds from those lines that really would fit the aesthetic of what we're doing now anyways. I mean, it was so long ago in a way, believe it or not, already. I mean, it was, and if we start going back that far, there's other stuff we'd choose from. So probably not. We had several different ideas on the table for years with different ones of those. I think we wanted to do, is it Stockade? Is Stockade the one, the black truck?
The black SUV, yeah.
Yeah, we were going to do him as X-Brawn. He was in like three X-Brawn in the white colors with all the racing Tampos.
The rally, the super wild ride.
He was like in three different proposals, and he just always ended up on the cutting room floor. I've had a show one of these days. I'll do a book. You'll be amazed at how many mock-ups that have either been. I showed this at BotCon that are either ideas that were pitched to me that I was like no, just right away. But at least was considered. And then on top of that, but then also the number of actual concept boards that we've done up that we pitch boards that we pitched to Hasbro that just never even made it into the final documents. I mean, I've got dozens, hundreds. It's ridiculous.
Well, I'll tell you, I know for a fact, Brett, he's embarrassed about bringing this up. But I'm sure he wants that Twilight. He really wants that Twilight Sparkle from the Battle Unicorn mold. I know for a fact he wants that.
You got a problem with that?
Well, you know what's funny is that that was I don't remember if that what segment that was in. If that was in the I did 20 toys that we never even considered or 10 toys we never considered and 10. That got cut. And again, that's just a fraction of the overall picture. But I can't remember if that one was one of the ones that was considered or...
Mock Shy or Flutter Kick?
I think we have considered it just because it would be so obscure and so random, kind of like a Thrustmaster. And we probably could sneak it in somewhere, but it just... I don't know. It just never made it. I'm sorry, Brett.
Don't talk to me.
<All right. laughs> He's still upset over the whole Nexus Maximus.
We'd probably do Rodimus or Rodimut before we did Twilight Sparkle.
Rodimus.
All I'm gonna say is, you are missing out on a market. Yeah. That's it.
Very nice.
That's all I'm saying.
Well,
Brycey,
Don, Jason, any of you guys have any questions for Pete before we move on?
To be honest, I just want to kind of praise you guys on your work because you guys have been putting out some pretty cool things and some stuff that most people probably
wouldn't. Yes, ass.
Yeah.
This guy.
I guess I'll push all Brett's IMs where he's always like, Pete, you're so awesome. You're so great. He does it behind the scenes.
Throw it up there, damn it. Go ahead.
This comes from just being like a fan of just Transformers alone. If it wasn't for some of these exclusives and stuff like that we've got, I mean, some people would be like, well, where's, you know, an updated version of this or this? You never get one, you know? And, you know, seeing even like a Fire Guts Conflict, and I'm like, it's completely different stuff. It's like, that's cool things to see. We want to see more. And like I said, like from the bottom of my heart, awesome job. Keep it up.
Thank you. I think we feel that – I don't think it's just even a niche anymore. I think it's we fill a gap. I mean, Hasbro can only produce so much, and there is a large fan base that cares about this stuff. And even if it doesn't end up in, even if it only ends up in someone's collection for a period of time, you know, it's going to end up in someone else's collection down the road through eBay, through trading, selling, whatever. So it's kind of cool how that stuff kind of lives on and kind of can end up in, you know, thousands of different collections. And then you also got some kids that are growing up with the stuff. So it's just cool that, you know, we kind of are able to meet that need. I can't believe we've been doing it for 10 years. That's what's crazy to me.
Yeah.
I can still remember a pre-fun pub, and it's...
Oh, geez. I know. Carl and I talk about that. Yeah, it's been... But this will be the 21st year, I guess?
Yeah.
And Don can remember even before that.
Yeah, because he's old.
Yeah, but I got some awesome toys and that you don't have, so there.
Oh. Don, hit me in that sore spot, don't you?
Let's get the podium going.
How many BotCons you been at?
All of them.
No, you haven't.
Well, I'm sorry, 97. I did miss 97 because I was unemployed.
There's but only John, seven of them.
Yeah, but John and Carl. But John,
you trying to sneak in?
No. I literally didn't. I had no job, so I could not afford to go. But John and Carl held me a Fractal and Pack Rat set until I got some money scraped together, and they held one for me. So that was cool of them.
Pete, I have a motion right here as a fan and as a colleague of Don's, and a suggestion for Fun Pub. The man has been to nearly every BotCon. He needs some sort of recognition, official recognition from BotCon at BotCon.
Well,
like a special badge or maybe
medal or something.
Medal or award or a T-shirt that says, "Hey, I'm a huge dork." You know,
I will get a medal.
I will get him a medal, and it will say,
"Bot dork."
Almost good enough. Almost.
Almost. Well, when John was doing the when Carl was doing the thing last BotCon, honoring the people that have been there, I was the only one who was there for night. He said, "Anyone who's been here 19 years," and he looks right at me, and I have to sit down.
Yeah, I know. Greg Sepulak had been to 18, and Rosemary missed her first one since 95. Been everyone. By one now.
Yeah, so there's not many full timers left.
No, just seven of us. Well, I'll talk to Carl. Maybe we can get you an asterisk.
An asterisk. I was there in spirit.
You get a kiss play or something, you know.
That's what they need to do. Come out with a G1 cassette that is painted just like Massey form.
Oh, yeah, get like a little rabbit color.
There you go.
Oh, good. So that then I can worry about my toys attacking me in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Toy Story After Dark.
And call it Massey Ferguson.
Yep.
Well, Pete, I do want to thank you for joining us tonight. It's awesome seeing you again. You're welcome anytime on TFYLP, and maybe sometime closer to BotCon after you got some more reveals. Or I'm going to even ask if you want to say the last reveal for the show or something. Maybe if you could do that, you know.
Well,
I can't. Brett keeps coughing. I can't hear a word he's saying over there.
I didn't say shit. What are you talking about?
Damn hairballs.
It's all going to be released through the same area or the same venue, I should say. But I'll be happy to come on here and talk about them.
That'd be awesome. Love to have you back on.
I will be happy to.
Well, thanks for joining us, and I want to all the rest of the crew that is listening in, if you're available to jump back in, go ahead and jump back in, and we will round out the show here. Pete, thank you for joining us, and Brycey, take care. Do you have anything you want to talk about since you're joining TFYLP a few months back?
That's been a lot of fun getting to know Brett and Pissin. Having shooting matches with him once in a while.
Yeah. He loves that shotgun pumping action, you know.
Yeah, he's not supposed to swallow your own dirt, Brett.
Although
you swallow plenty for me, so
I hear that Brett likes to pump a little shorter though. But
no, that's all that matters.
Single pump action over there.
Yeah.
And that's what she said.
There was one thing I wanted to talk about real quick, okay, since we have a little bit to go. We were talking, and I talked to Duron, and what is one of the things that as a G1 vintage or 80s vintage toy guy that you don't do with your toys, other than the sexual thing that Bryce is thinking of? We don't want to talk about that.
You don't lick the paint.
Don't lick the paint. And
when you get, do that all the time.
When you get these, you get these with your toy. The original stickers for a 80s toys. So what I'm going to do is, this is, now it happens to be a knockoff, but it is a knockoff in the 80s of a very neat
toy. Oh.
Okay.
I didn't know they made a knockoff of that.
This is the only one that I've seen of the gift set in the knockoff form. But in any case, tonight, I'm going to put the stickers on. Sacrilege! 80s stickers being applied. And yes, we're going to do that.
I've heard the stickers old. Sometimes the glue will have degraded and they won't even stick. So you take
we're
going to
find out. You know what? Here, we're going to find out, because here it is right here. And we're going to find out.
And I wish I'd bought that. OTFCC 2003, my first convention, I saw several of those in the room. Didn't buy one.
The colors actually match the motivators, so you can combine them with the combiner pieces. They got the teal and stuff on.
God, I need one of those.
So I am going to apply these stickers, because I thought, how better to talk about our 100th episode than something that people just like, you can't do that. Oh, yeah, we're going to do that.
You can't do that on TFYLP. Watch us.
And we will. So, anyway, while I do that, do we have anything else in the lineup?
Yeah, well, I believe our guests, our special guests are done, unless we have another surprise or something, but I don't think we do. I mean, we've had two great guests in Rick Alvarez and Pete Sinclair. I want to thank both of them for joining us tonight. It's making this episode really special.
I didn't get to be here to pitch my Beast Wars Predaking to Pete.
Oh.
fill out the forms that when you go to the BotCon.
That they don't read.
Go to BotCon. Who's that?
Well, with everybody here, while Brett's doing his sacrilege and everything, talking about the history of TFYLP, real quick before we talk about what we're doing and where we're going with this show, let's talk about each one of our favorite episodes or moments from TFYLP. And we'll start on the left with Brycey. Do you have a favorite show or favorite moment from TFYLP, either during your tenure here or before?
The Japanese series was fun to do. I like that one.
I like that one.
Mainly because you have a hard-on for Japanese stuff.
What are you meme-ing about over there?
I'm putting stickers on. What you're talking about.
And also, I do want to mention another cast member that could not be with us tonight, Heng-Yep Chan. He is also probably the farthest away, even farther away than Tobias, Dr. Arkaville. Heng-Yep Chan is in Australia, and he grew up in Singapore and Japan, and he is invaluable to this cast and crew as well. And I want to give him a shout out. And he is a super awesome guy, and his knowledge and insight into this fandom is highly valuable, and I want to give him a shout out and be remiss if I didn't mention him.
Could you give him a proper shout out, like actually raise the level of your voice?
Heng-Yep Chan,
Word!
Yeah! Yeah! Worldwide!
All I was going to say is to Insane Galvatron, they do stick, all right?
All right.
They're still on there. Yeah!
Hey, Greg.
Yes?
You do have a Road Seizer.
I do have Road Seizer. Actually, I have the three cars with the little Brain Masters. And that's it. I don't have the combiner parts to make Road Seizer.
You think those
Greg actually looks like a Caesar right now. Let's, Greg, move around a little bit and let's show off your beard and the cut.
No, I just, I don't know, it's a little rough.
Look at that. Look at that.
Winter time, growing out my face.
Okay.
Okay. Let's talk to you. Your favorite episode, either during or before your tenure of TFY?
I would actually have to say my favorite episode has been...
Wait. I said Headmaster Dawn.
God dang it, Jason, listen!
No, I said Headmaster Dawn.
He did say Headmaster Dawn.
Yeah. Did you hear at any point him say jackass? He didn't say... He did not say jackass. Okay, go ahead.
Nobody said anything.
Jackass, dumbass.
All right, then. See, right. There you go.
I would probably have to say it was our Brave episodes because Brave gets so little attention in from the Transformers community because it's the line that came after. But there's so many things in Transformers they did not get to do at the end that was carried over to the Brave series. So with what we were able to do, getting people to know about the Brave series, I think that was the two most important episodes to me, just so that way the knowledge level was increased.
Well, I mean, it's something that that just hasn't been done, as far as I know, with any Transformers podcast. You know, I mean, Brave has such a connection to Transformers and such relevance to Transformers, a lot of people don't realize it. And I highly recommend people, if you haven't seen those episodes, go back and check them out. They're on tftalk.net on the archives, and they're also on YouTube, on our YouTube channel that you're viewing this now if you're watching it on YouTube. They are really, really awesome episodes and really educational on the Brave series. And I'm up there with you. I think those are some of my favorites as well. Now, what about you, Cyburn 2? Michael, what's your
Michael
favorite?
Definitely talking to Gary Chalk. Childhood. Yeah, I mean, well, because he's Optimus Primal, and so that was just, you know, But, you know, listen to him, his stories, and especially when we got off onto his interspecies homosexual pets. It was just...
I totally fucking missed that. I'm telling you, I missed that one.
It was so hilarious and so much fun. Just, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours of just BSing with Gary Chalk.
And it was awesome. It was truly awesome. I think that's like episode 35.
48.
48? Okay.
Just before we went to the YouTube podcast. I think it was like the last non-YouTube.
Hmm. Yeah, it was truly awesome. So is that your favorite episode and moment?
Oh, definitely.
Definitely. Definitely.
You say it so sexy.
Definitely.
Can you say something else? Anything else?
But you still think about Gary Chalk and then homosexual interspecies.
Hey.
Wait a minute. With Swage, it doesn't matter. It doesn't.
Well, there's also the Weevil shall wobble, but they shall not fall.
Mm-hmm. It's still Weevil. My phone.
Weevil.
Still
you
my
still have it Weevil. In your phone?
I still have that video I used that clip Weevil. On my YouTube Weevil. Channel. Look for Weevil. Weevil.
Caesar.
I had the video that clip at the end.
So Mike Lyons, Mr. Swage, probably the most controversial member of this cast. And yes. I have to admit, you're the one that I have received the most complaints about on this show.
That's what I'm fucking talking about. Fuck you, motherfucking fucks. No, I'm kidding.
He adds a little bit of edge to the show that Mm-hmm. You know, we were family friendly, and I fully attribute that our now explicit rating on iTunes. I fully attribute that to Mr. Mike Lyons, Suede 66.
Goddamn right,
you asshole.
Forever, always be cherished.
Yes. Our explicit rating.
Hey, everybody's got talent. Mine just happens to be totally worthless and fucked up. So,
anyway, just look at size. You know, it all. What about your favorite episode, past or present?
Other than when I teabagged Mirai Baby.
Yes! Remember that. That is it! Oh, that was going to be mine! God! Why would no one talk about that one? That is
the best
episode ever!
Poor Mirai Baby.
Teabag! God dang it!
I would just like to say that if you haven't noticed, anyone listening, that I have probably the most fucked up sense of humor that you will ever come across. I could not have scripted that moment if I wanted to.
Thank you.
So I thank Amber for her sportsmanship and her patience and her politeness in the aftermath. But other than an episode that I was actually on, the KO and the bootleg and the non-licensed Transforming Robots episode by far was my favorite. As a KO cassette collector and basically a collector of anything that's cheaper but still cool, that one really just blew shit out of the water. I fucking love that episode. There was so much cool shit I'd never seen, never thought about, wouldn't have cared about before I saw it. And there was just a lot of great examples, and Brett brought a lot of just crazy, random, funky shit.
Did you say bullshit?
And
see, that's one of the things that we were that I was getting to right before Pete joined.
Hey, shut up! I was talking.
I don't give a damn. I'm the host. I can kick you if I want.
Man, you show up like twice a year. Shit.
Hey,
I've been on more than you.
I'm like freaking Undertaker. I'm like the Undertaker. I show up at WrestleMania, kick ass, then go home and collect a paycheck. So,
and I'm gonna sweat. What happened?
The fuck happened? What happened?
I'm on Facebook, bro. What y'all doing?
Yeah.
What was the question? My fault.
Who net? It doesn't matter.
Right.
But you know, that's one of the things that Brett brings to the show is his knowledge of the weird and unknown. You know, the strange.
Whoa!
That's for sure.
Be a little more specific on that. All right.
Well,
what was that website you're telling me about? Something about
FetLife.com
or anything. Interspecies homosexual.
I'll say it again. As long as I get mine, it doesn't matter. It don't matter. Fuck it.
Oh, we've totally devolved. go ahead.
Wait.
No, whoa. Just remember, this is the cast you put together.
And you think I'm degrading to the show? Yeah. Get out of here with that bullshit. All
right, there you go.
Go ahead, finish up, Swage.
All right, so I don't even know what the fuck we were talking about, but
bullshit.
I'd like to. What happened?
He's drunk.
No, actually, I'm not. I am happily on, but not quite there.
You're slurring your speech, so you're.
I've been up since 4 o'clock in the morning. That's what
I happen to know somebody that may have access to a breathalyzer.
Mm-hmm. I will happily fuck their mother.
Okay, put your head back and touch the end of your nose.
I'll touch the end of your nose.
Like to see
you there
cry.
You go. Test done. All right. When you say you'll touch someone else's nose, you're drunk.
Shit's all right.
Yes.
It's done.
So
okay,
now,
anyway, yeah, my favorite episode, the KO bootleg episode, and I would love to just do a straight up cassette only episode of that, but you know, everybody hates cassettes.
So basically, you want an episode that only five people would watch.
That's right. Yeah. Because you know what? When this Year of the Goat comes out, all of these fucking clear KO cassettes,
I'm going to be all over.
Everybody's going to be fucking, ah, my clicker says, blah, 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 blah. And it's going to be awesome.
How'd that go?
Blah, 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 blah.
All right.
In reverse now.
TFYLP and alcohol.
Yeah. Two things that should never be mixed together.
No. Hey, this is Friday night.
Whoa. I don't know about that.
You need this gangsta shit. You know what I'm saying? You got the Great Lakes. What?
I thought you was drinking some Pabst Blue Ribbon or something.
I'm not that classless.
It's actually non-alcoholic.
I'm low grade, but I got a little bit of class. Just a little.
Yeah, not much.
Yeah, you drink the Pabst Blue Ribbon Ultralight.
No, that's for breakfast, not dinner. Nah. Gangsters drink the PBR breakfast.
You
know what I'm saying?
You don't drink that Colt?
No, I ain't got no Colt. No, man. No.
Duran, just get your Zima and relax, okay? Oh,
damn! Holy shnikes!
Hold on. I'm looking for something to throw at you.
I need my theme.
All I'm going to say is, Don, you just went up a notch. All right? I'm going to leave it at that.
Cool. I leveled up. Cool.
You leveled up.
And actually, you know, real quick, I do want to say this before Duran has, like, a breakdown. Pete, I just want to say what's up to Pete. We did a little trade at a little toy show, and it was cool. No gay stuff. Legit.
No swapping.
And he was real cool. He didn't even tell me who he was or nothing. And I was like, yo, I just want to know your name. And he was like, no, man, don't worry about it. It's cool.
He went just like this. He went, Pete Sinclair in the house. That's what he did.
No, because I told him who I was, and he was like, no, it's cool, man. Don't worry about it. It's cool.
Hey, Mike, did you try to touch his butt like you tried to touch mine at that one con?
correction. Like I my butt. Did. You do that? Did. Thank you. No, I all didn't right. try to grab Pete's butt. He was a little too clean shaven. He had a real nice hairdo. He looked a little too classy for me.
He does, however, Greg, like bearded men like you that can rub on there with yeah. So Plasticon.
Segue into the next episode.
Yeah. I know.
Episode.
Damn.
Either since you joined. Damn. Or before.
I would have to say, because I am kind of biased.
Nobody cares, so let's go on.
It doesn't matter what your favorite episode was.
That's right.
Because I've been on quite a few of them. No, I would say probably the one that we did where we were talking about like some of the crazy prototypes. Some of the really weird stuff, like from like Generation 2 that was never released.
Oh, God.
Because me and Brett really banged the, you know, batted the ball.
Whoa! Back and whoa! Holy shit! Whoa!
I got you on that one.
No, listen. I don't know what the fuck you did. I don't know what the fuck you did on the couch downstairs by yourself. No banging going on. No. All right. No.
Hey, Brent, do you have pets in the house? Because they're part of your
look. Listen. In all honesty, you know, all kidding aside, Jason, did you fuck my dog?
No.
Come to my house.
What the hell?
Dogs.
I got two boy dogs, and I mean, you know,
they were doing the wrong thing. That's not cool.
That's where the homosexual comes in. And the
I was upstairs. Okay, I mean, damn.
So Mr. Transformers for your Plasticon Studios.
I'm wondering. God dang.
What interspecies erotica going on over there? What?
I.
Lord.
Wow.
Hey, can I just jump in real quick and say what's up to Chad, who couldn't be here for whatever reason?
Yeah. He's a wolfie.
Yeah, actually, I was going to mention Chad here in a moment because
he sucks.
Well, that's actually a good segue. Chad has been a member of this show off and on, and he pops in from time to time. He was going to be on this show, but due to circumstances he couldn't control, he couldn't be
me.
On. No,
he said that Slade was going to be on. He ran away.
He no. did not actually, survive the death match.
He did tell me last night when I talked to him on the phone that he was actually looking forward to being on the show because he wanted to slap you in the face with his nuts. But
you know what's funny, though, is that at Taco Tuesday at Chad's mom's house, he didn't say shit. Because you know what? I was next to mom's. I got all the tacos. I got all the lettuce, the beans, the taco sauce. What?
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
But you know what? It's cool. I still love you, Chad. I just had to, you know.
Even though he's not on the show on a regular or one on every week basis and everything,
he still sucks.
Yeah, he's been an invaluable member of the show, even behind the scenes. A lot of our special guests and everything has been a result of his hard work. And I do have to give him a shout out and some recognition for that. Which
goes to show you that behind the scenes, hard work. I gotcha. I know what you're throwing out there. I gotcha.
All right. Now,
can I tell a little story real quick?
About a man named Jed?
Is it going to start with Once Upon a Time?
No, this is actually. Once Upon a Time! This is one of the moments. The first time I met Chad was at an Indiana meetup, and it had been kind of a long day. There were just a few random people in and out. And Chad comes in, and he, you know, like always, he knows fucking everybody. And all I could tell you is that Chad walks through, says hello, very polite, very cool. He walks to the back of the room, and like a bag of charcoal, he's not even shaved. He just drops down on the step. All right. And maybe the 15 people that were there, almost all of them follow him. And he just, again, like, you know the stories you hear about Santa's going to leave you cold? He just flops down on the step. And every single person, except maybe two, like, sit Indian style in front of him, like a messiah had just arrived. And he told stories of the golden ages.
You could hear the theme song to Amazing Stories playing.
It was crazy. I was sitting at my table trying to sell shit, and Chad just walks in like, fried chicken. Let me tell you a story, Chad. About the time I ate 74 burritos. And they all lined up and just marinated in the wisdom of Chad.
Is that what that was?
That's all it was. It was
yeah.
I thought it was cool.
I do wish him well, though. He's out there on I-70 somewhere in Indiana right now, and he's probably
kicking it
right here. Yeah.
Well, that's the first part. You don't go to Indiana.
No.
You don't go.
It's freezing up there.
I could have told you that. Go there.
But Insane Galvatron, you know, you've been a part of this show since the very, very beginning. So you have a lot of insight as to where we've been and everything. Tell us about your favorite moments or favorite episodes that you have.
One of my favorite moments was during the Gary Talk episode, but it was actually a behind-the-scenes moment. So most of our listeners aren't aware of this. But as everybody was trying to get their moment to talk with Gary and to say things, and I remember John James. I can't remember what his screen name was.
Guard Convoy.
He was wigging out more than Sideburn at the chance to talk to Gary Chalk. And I remember that whenever he would speak, it was almost like his mic volume was up too loud or something. So it sounded like he had the microphone shoved in his mouth.
during the show,
but like the chat, we were like chatting to him, like, "Hey, pull it out of your mouth a little bit. You know, it's not a cock, it's a microphone." And just
pull it out of your mouth a little bit. I'm sorry. Pull it out of your mouth. That'll now be the new slogan.
Can that please, your mouth. For the love of God,
So that was my favorite moment. Was like that behind the dragon on the sound like the microphone was in his mouth.
One down. That's all I'm going to say.
One down, huh? So,
a lot of damn stickers.
Whenever we started the show, Greg, we had our trials and tribulations as podcasters. I mean, I know you and I had to
about Thundercats.
Actually, I think we did.
You did.
Oh,
you were supposed to follow that lineup with. Well, we don't really know much about this.
Yeah, I didn't actually own any Thundercats as a kid, but I did watch the cartoon.
Yeah. But, well, the thing is that you and I, we had the same discussion many, many times after we recorded our first few episodes. We sat there and we recorded, we wrapped up and then we'd stop, we would pre-record everything. We didn't do anything live at that time. And I don't know how many times either you or I said, I wonder if anybody's ever going to listen to this.
Nope.
Actually, at the time,
here right now,
Sideburn 2 listened. We know he did, but very few people did listen at that time. But now
because of the power of Swage and Twitter and Instagram.
Yes, and
grown into a
tiny
little giant.
What I have noticed from just word of mouth spreading around the boards and Facebook and stuff. We didn't really get noticed and start growing until the crossover with the RFC. I think that seemed to have gotten us the most new attention, and our biggest growth spurt came after that episode.
Well, and the thing
what happened to Brett? Talking about growth spurts.
He's been drinking coffee.
Not just the short guy.
Well, he's been drinking coffee. He probably had to go pee, and it's going to take him a while to get a hold of something that small.
Dude, you don't need to pee when you wear a diaper. Okay? No. You don't go to pee. You go pee.
Well, I do agree with you, Greg. We did get a lot of listeners that found out about us through RFC. But I think honestly, a big part of our growth has been attributed to YouTube and the unique way that we present our show. We're a bunch of guys that we
bang hookers and do blow.
Yeah, we do that, but some more than others.
No. We find every GPS toy there is, and we mash it down so we can just snort that stuff.
Because we love that plastic crack, It's all about that base,
That's why I need to get a hold of
it. You know what? It is not about all that base. It is about the equilibrium between base and treble. Okay, I don't want to hear any more. Nice try.
Go ahead. Play with your tweeter or something other. But
I will.
Speaking of playing with the tweeter, Brett is back now. So.
here comes Don.
But the thing is. We did get some notoriety from that, and I think the fact that we've gotten a lot of listeners to stay with us because of our uniqueness.
Nothing else to do.
We pay very well.
Yes. Well, the thing is that we do things a little bit differently than any other podcast. You know, we do have the special guests from time to time, which, you know, other podcasts have had guests, but, you know, we try to go a little bit farther out there and do things that a lot of people don't really want to tackle. You know, we don't always talk about the news or what we got this week. You know, I was actually talking with Chad about this a couple nights ago. You know, we were talking about old segments that we used to have on the show, like the Ouch My Wallet.
eBay Item of the Week.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that, you know, eBay Item of the Week is something that is different. But one thing I found, having gone back and listened to some very old episodes, is that it's not very relevant farther down the road. I mean, whenever you're listening to an old episode, you're listening to an eBay item that's been deleted off their system for years, you know, and so it's not like you can really go listen to it. So, I mean, or look at it. So it's kind of pointless. And, you know,
they have audio items now.
What's that?
They have audio items now.
No, but we can actually, you can actually go back and listen to us talking about the items. You know,
Brett says like one sentence every 80 minutes of podcast time, and he comes up with that.
But then, yes, but and that's why he's here.
Why would you be on? Shut the fuck up.
But you know, like the Ouch My Wallet, we still do an Ouch My Wallet from time to time. You know, fill time. You know, as filler, or if we've all got a hold of like a common figure that. Yeah, as a common figure that's really nice, you know, or something that we want to talk about, we may bring that up. But, you know, most podcasts, you know, they'll talk about what they got recently. And it's not always, you know, really interesting conversation, you know, because you listen to three or four podcasts, and they're all talking about the same toys. And, you know, we want to be a little bit different. And mm-hmm. what we do here at TFYLP is more of a magazine type. You know, we
magazine. I'm sorry, I was emphasizing your dramatic sentence.
You know, and there's nothing wrong with the format of any other podcast. There's a number of podcasts that I actually enjoy listening to. For example, RFC, I listen to it weekly. I enjoy Don and Brian Kilby and Diecast. I mean, great guys, great podcast. The Shattered Cast I've listened to a number of times. It's a great show.
What the fuck, Brett?
You said
what's
great form, didn't you?
Woo, titties.
Yes.
You were saying great form, right?
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
There you go.
They're on. Don't
I'd like to transform that.
There you go.
Beast mode. Hey, can I give a news bit?
Yes.
You can, may or may not be something I purchased.
Yeah.
No, actually, I wanted to show this little feller. Look up a cat or a Twitter handle named Nonef. Nonef. And sure. Look at this MP Wheeljack head. These ears that I have on there, or whatever the hell you want to call them, they glow in the damn dark, and they're fucking sweet. So check this guy out. I hear they're sold out, but he's making all kinds of accessories and shit. So I'd keep your eyeballs peeled on them shits because they're sweet. So yeah, I just want to say that because they're cool.
But
and also, I love Duran and your sweet, sweet scalp.
My sweet scalp. My bald head. Yes.
All
right, see please. But I want to go, wow. But you know where we want to go with this show. We want to be more informational. You know, collectors that may not be familiar with certain aspects of the fandom.
Yeah.
We show a lot of things on here, like Swage talked about. You know, the. Mm-hmm. The knockoffs and everything that nobody has really even heard of.
Man, ain't nobody got that shit. dog.
Yeah. We talked about Brave. We've educated Brave. People about Brave and a lot Brave. Of other things. God. I think you need to put that bottle down, bro.
Dude, I'm just hyping you up, dude. I'm making sure no, you know, people be knowing this shit.
So Brett, have you been monitoring the Facebook page?
I have. It's a shitload of swage talking.
Yes.
Do you really want me to like reiterate that?
Yeah.
No, but other fans that are watching and listening, you have any comments that you want to mention that's on there?
Let me see here. Let me get rid of these stickers here. Let me see here if I can find something really good. Really good.
Real good.
Brian Johnson.
Hey, does anybody else like Jason's hat? I like it.
whenever I see him in that hat, I want him to ask him to go get my golf clubs for me.
I've seen it.
Yes.
That's that new Dr. exclusive.
Just to let you know, Brian Johnson has said the word of the day is fuck. F-U-C-K.
Well, I told you it was the word of the day. Letter
how do I not make this show better?
And then before that, he said T-F-Y-L-P. Pulling it out of your mouth since 1984.
actually, 2010 would be more accurate.
Okay, but. So that's okay. We'll take it.
We'll take it.
We'll take it.
That's what she said.
We shall take and you shall receive.
Yeah. Yeah, we're a little bit edgier here than a lot of shows.
Although, 17 minutes ago, he did say that at 3:30 it was time for the orgy, and I'm sorry, I don't go that way. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Swage might.
That to the cats
swage
and dogs.
Might, but
I go any I which go. Way, pay the bills. See, you know what I'm
there
saying?
You go. See, so you can contact him at
YoMama.com.
YoMama.com. We'll take it.
See, you know, with Swage like this now, Swage is like our Harry Carey. You know, Harry Carey, if you're familiar.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah. Harry Carey started baseball games out. You know, he was like a really awesome commentator. But by the time he got to the sixth inning, the man was so flipping drunk. He slurred his feet. Holy cow.
Holy cow.
Wait.
Holy
but
run.
If what's Harry didn't talk about Chad's mom, then it's not the same.
All right, wait a minute, real quick.
Yes.
Here's what I want. I want a petition.
Petition.
All right, sorry. On our website.
Mm-hmm.
I want a petition mm-hmm. to see how many people want to see Swage drunk on the show the last half of the show. Ooh. After we do whatever needs to be done. We bring Swage on totally pissed drunk.
Nice.
And review
and
a toy.
Finish it up. I want a petition on that. How many yes. people want to see it? No, I'm serious. You know, we have so many listeners. Here's
can,
what
I
re-
can I get two votes?
I want those people to petition to have him on the show. That last half hour, pissed drunk. And Swage, when I mean pissed drunk, I mean
like three drunk. Shots deep.
Yes, at least. No, like five.
Woo! So you want me like Ric Flair drunk, like
that's what I want. You know it.
Space Mountain.
Shit, I'll take three signatures.
And here's how I'll say it. Find another podcast that'll do that shit. Alright, there you go.
I dare you. What? I triple
I dare you. That's right.
I can't. It's too deep.
Well, this has been really fun. Anybody else have any closing thoughts before we wrap up?
Chad's gay.
No, Chad's awesome.
He's awesome, but he's awesome gay.
And I'll say you guys are the most screwed up, freaking insane batch of people outside of. Anywhere that I've ever been.
But you love us though, don't you, Don?
fight.
Hey, Colin,
can I get back to you on that, Durin?
Hey, Don, are you reading Meets the Eye?
Are you rah?
Who's been drinking?
Rah!
Apparently, must be my air.
Yeah. One more time with clarity.
Are you reading more than Meets the Eye?
Actually, no. I read Regeneration 1, but I've not read anything else in IDW since before All Hail Megatron.
In the most recent issue, you reminded me of Megatron. He basically has a breakdown because he can't believe how crazy the crew is of this ship. It does.
I can see that. Oh, great. I'm Megatron.
You're Megatron. Lost Light crew.
Oh, you are Headmaster Don. You are.
If anyone was Megatron, it would be Massey. All right? Not you.
Not you. Well, we've got Rick Galvatron now. Or Galvarez, rather. Galvarez.
Oh, my God. Get it right.
Ravage. Ravage is on the last line. Massey is Ravage.
He's not Ravage.
No.
Well, I tell you, if Massey starts talking like Chris McFeely, that is fine. That is fine by me.
Lord have mercy. What have we gotten ourselves into?
Where have we?
You know, that's another thing about TFYLP. We have unpredictability.
We have tangents.
Yes. Tangents. But that's what makes it fun.
Can you spell tangents?
Well, at least I'm trying to bring
it back. I can, but then you can follow me.
You don't need to talk down to me, boy.
Boy.
And I'm twice your age.
I'd scalp you, but Lord already done took care of that.
You just ain't seen where the rest of my hair's at, so don't worry about that.
Oh, damn. Caroline didn't go late, it just slipped down the back.
Let's say he doesn't trim.
Hey, Durant, we got to hurry up. My bowl of coffee is almost empty.
Yeah, we do need to wrap up though, guys. I want to thank everyone for joining us tonight. We've had a huge show, a lot of people on here, a lot of great guests. You know, we didn't have a whole lot of content except for, you know, some great what the guests brought us. But you know, it's a great thing to look back on what we've done with this show and know exactly why we are going to hell.
I beg to differ.
What's that?
The humor is the content. I beg to differ. We brought the content tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, but I thought you were going to like beg to differ that you were going to hell, because you definitely are going to hell.
I'll save you a seat.
Someone's already there. But you know, we try to entertain on this show. We try to inform.
Interform.
Hey, I haven't been on here in like 10 episodes, so give me a break.
And you have no excuse.
Yes. But you know, we try to put forth the best show that we possibly can. We try to constantly improve our quality and what we're doing on here. And we're all about you, the fans. Without you, the fans, we wouldn't have this show. And the best way to tell us that you like this show is subscribe and rate us on your favorite podcast outlets like iTunes. Go to iTunes, rate us, give us a review, hopefully a good one. You know, that helps us.
As long as you're doing a good one.
Yeah.
What's the highest rating you can get on a YouTube review?
On a YouTube review, I guess.
Is it like 5,000?
Yes. I don't know.
Can we get like plus 10 EXP?
I don't know.
Times 10.
Send us gift cards so we can buy more EXP and HP.
But, you know, I do want to thank everybody. I want to thank Rick Alvarez, and I want to thank Pete Sinclair for joining us.
Thanks, Pete.
You know, great stuff there, and keep up the good work. So anybody have anything, any closing words before we wrap up?
Good words or any words? Astro Train calls the Pacific Continent his ass, so he's just like Swage.
Ah. Ooh.
Dang.
Well, there's a difference between hauling them and sticking them there.
Exactly.
Are you going to take that? Are you going to take that?
I will take it.
He was especially happy whenever they released the Masterpiece Seekers, you know, with those nose cones. Mm-hmm. The only thing is he doesn't like how they open up and everything, they break off up in there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
What about you, Brett?
Shit happens.
Especially after he pulls them out of his ass. Yeah.
Evidently.
Plasticon.
Negative, sir.
Negative. How about you, Cyburn?
No. I'm good.
No. Brycey?
It's been a lot of fun tonight. That's for sure.
Well, I was hoping Headmaster Don would stay in the chat, but I think he had to get off. Either that or his...
Intro to Massey!
Yeah. but, you know, hopefully he'll check out the closing credits here. I got put together, and guys, want to thank you all, and thank you, the listeners. Again, rate, subscribe, and
join us
next week. Programming note: next week we'll be talking about our Transformers Christmas gifts, and also the 2014 year in review. And then we will be taking a couple weeks off until after the new year. We won't have an episode of TFYLP.
What?
Yes, because we do believe in letting the people. A lot of people are traveling for the holidays and Christmas coming up and New Year's.
Bullshit. You're lazy.
That's what the download version is for. They can listen.
You're lazy. Yeah. You are not dedicated. I'll do it. You want me to do it? I'll do the whole thing.
Come on, Mike. We'll do an episode of TFYLP.
Yeah.
See? It's on. What?
Shit. And we'll get Tad involved too if we can.
The thing is,
we're going to run it. What?
The thing is you know, I want to give the cast and crew also, you know, time to spend with their families during the holidays. And sometimes on a Friday night, you know, it's a little bit difficult to get away to do a podcast during this time.
That's what cages are for, dude. Be like, yo, son, I love you. Shut up and go to sleep. What? Me and Stuart, we gonna hold it down. We'll be all right.
Yeah. But but next week will be favorite Transformers Christmas time gifts, and also things that you're hoping for Christmas, and also 2014 year in review for Transformers, best and worst from the cast point of view. That's going to be next week's show. So without further ado, I do want to thank Brycey, who is going to the bathroom.
No, I got to get to the power cord. My laptop's turning off. My
toilet. Whatever.
Yeah.
My American.
Cyber 2.
Computer shuts down.
Swage.
Ah, bitches. American.
Megamus.
I'm working on it.
Ron. Chad Williams, who couldn't be with us. Mariah Baby, who couldn't be with us. Hanya Chan, who couldn't be with us. Tobias, Daniel, everybody.
Hang on, man.
For joining us.
Hang on. Okay.
Almost
done. God dang it. I'm putting the damn thing together.
He's almost there. He's almost there, people. He's almost there, and then he's going to show it to us.
He's going to finish before we end the show.
I'm going to show it to you.
Show it.
You may not like it, but I'm going to show it. Yeah, I hear that a lot. I hear that a lot.
I heard Midge's got big bits.
You're about to find out, biatch. Damn it. Well, I don't know about that.
He does have a free mouth.
Well, while he's putting that together, Cyburn, you took some pictures of some new RID stuff at I believe a Toys R Us a while ago.
Yeah, 2 days ago I found the RID One Steps at my local Toys R Us.
Did you grab any?
No, I mean, for the most part, they looked pretty simple.
Did you caress any?
Like,
did you lick the paint?
Did you sniff the package?
Did you lick anything?
Sniffing the package.
Did they? Oh goodness.
There it is.
Do they use paint on Transformers anymore? I wasn't aware.
Light beam. Were you talking about Transformers?
I didn't think we were talking about.
Yes, they use lead based because we all played with lead based. Oh, wow.
There you go, stickered.
Yay!
Yay! Yay! So what's that tell you? Take your 80s toys out and play with them. Play with them out of the package. There you go.
Play with them.
Play with them.
Play with those toys. Well, guys.
Play with those things out of the package.
We'll be muting our mics and we'll close out the show. Want to thank everybody for joining us. We'll see you next time on Transformers for your listening pleasure.
Peace.
This has been Transformers for your listening pleasure, a presentation of TFTalk.net. We'd like to thank you for listening and ask that you please rate us on your favorite podcast outlet and share us with your friends. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at TFYLP. Email us at podcast@TFYLP.com. This is Paul Lighting, and on behalf of TFYLP, we'd like to thank you again for listening. And we hope you'll join us next time for another TFYLP.